feet. Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rock and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Oh, grandpa just make 80 years old. So he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
That a man came around while I was away. He was a tall, tall man with a pocket full of coal. Everybody calls him Mr. Rock and Roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone knows what a rock and roll. All around in the town just can't be found. Girls all love him, so I've been told. Goes by the name of Mr. Rock and Roll. Has a real long head and some big long feet. I still can't see where he's so fine. Looks like something off an old grapevine. Town just can't be found. Girls all love him, so I've been told. Goes by the name of Mr. Rock and Roll.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the March 30th, 2006 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo. You're a regular host here every Thursday night. For the last 10 years, I've been the host. The show's been on for almost 25 years. Another couple of months, we're hit to 25, the big 2-5, as they say. And the Gaylarks opened up this evening's program on the Music City label from 1957, and we heard Mr. Rock and Roll. I do hope you enjoy this evening's programming tonight. I have selected a varied selection of various types of vocal group harmony for your listening enjoyment. And we're going to hear from Luther Bond and the Emeralds with something called 6 Foot Hole. But first, here are the Solitaires.
She said, hold me pretty baby, and Tabitha.
You always win when you play that hand of solitaire. That's the Solitaires once again from 1958 on the Old Town label. And Honey Babe, also known as I Really, Really Love You. I Really Love You. Honey Babe. And before that, Luther Bond and the Emeralds. The Emeralds on Federal from November 1959. That was the second of two they did for Federal. They also recorded for Savoy, or at least had records issued on Savoy and Showboat. And that was called 6 Foot Hole, you know, where that was located behind Heartbreak Hotel. And it was the Solitaires. Another great hand, What Did She Say, from April of 1955 on the Old Town label. I'm going to give you two really, really nice soul recordings from 1977. But first, I want to say hi to a few people who have contacted me recently. Tom Trabassi in California, John Matei in New Jersey, Mike Pino out in Staten Island, hi to Kate Karp out in California, Flo Fox in New York City, and Ellen of Eatontown. Right now, here comes Impact.
I look in the mirror and ask myself, could this be a dream? I turn away and think of her. Reality, it seems. And for the first time, the very first time, true love has a meaning for me.
Sister, bye.
I'm Timothy Wilson, former lead singer of Tiny Tim and the Hits. And you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
Everybody's trying to be something that you're not.
We made it, baby.
I'm trying to say that if you want people to dig your style, all these tricks and games could never be the same. Well, just dig this.
Do you wanna be a tricky dick?
There you go. Two soul records for you. That one on the St. Simons label, 1977. The group called themselves The Train Robbers, and the song was called Tricky Dick. Before that, Impact on the Fantasy label. Yeah, Fantasy. Actually, Creedence Clearwater Revival was on that label. I believe their second label. From December 1977, or at least John Fogerty was, and that was called Sister Fine. Really nice. But right now, we're going to go out to the Fortune label, 1956. Here's Chet Oliver and Vocal Quartet, backed up by Joe Weaver's orchestra. So we will have to assume that the Vocal Quartet is the Don Juans. So tell me what you think about this one. This is Chet Oliver and Cool as a Cucumber.
Sweet. She's a hot number, but she's all rich. She's cool as a cucumber, sweet as a wine. I love that chick, cause she's so cool and fine. When the winter is gone, summer rolls around. No matter how she wants, you never turn her down or down. She's cool as a cucumber, sweet as a wine. The wind sees the blow. A temperature runs about 40 below. She's cool as a cucumber, sweet as a wine. I love that chick cause she's so cool and fine. She's so cool and fine. She's so cool and fine. Love that chick of mine, oh she's so cool and fine. I love that chick cause she's so cool and fine. Potato, round like tomato. You can plant it now, but you gotta dig a later. She's cool as a cucumber, sweet as a wine. I love that chick, cause she's so cool and fine. Yeah, she's so cool and fine. Love that chick of mine. She's so cool and fine. Love that chick of mine. I love that chick, cause she's
change your mind, though it takes a year or more, I'll keep hanging round your door, just in case you change your mind, though you warn me in advance that you'd never, ever leave me. But not knowing positively thought I'd take a chance. Now I'm trying so hard to laugh, but I'm as blue as can be. Seeing your photograph, it keeps on smiling at me, though my love you have declined. And you say that we are through, I'll continue loving you. Just in case you change your mind, now I'm trying so hard to laugh, but I'm as blue as can be for just seeing your photograph. My love, you have declined, and you say that we are through, I'll continue loving you.
Hey, get a pencil and paper because I got some things for you to write down in about 15 seconds. I'll give you time. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. All right, good. Now, first let me tell you what we heard. Just now, a group with a very, very strange name. The Antlers of Miami. The Antlers of Miami. That was recorded on the Artists label. That's Artists number 1260. And that label is from Kansas City. And that was from July 1951. Just in case you change your mind. Just before that, The Intervals, on recorded for the Class label, but we just heard an unreleased a cappella song called Funny How Time Goes By, from about 1962. The Intervals actually came from St. Louis, and they consisted of Lamont McLemore, Richard Truelove, Paul Grady, Blanton McFarland, and John Golden. That was the original lineup. Later on, some other voices were added, Marilyn McCoo and Fritz Baskett. We're not sure which lineup is on the song we heard, though, but a couple of, two or three of those actually became the Fifth Dimension not too long after that. But there they were as the Intervals with Funny How Time Goes By, recorded for Class, unreleased a cappella, 1962, and Cool as a Cucumber with Chet Oliver and probably the Don Juans on the Fortune label. The label says Chet Oliver with Vocal Quartet over in the corner, the 3 o'clock slot, and that was from 1956. Okay, now, I believe last week I gave you some information about this great book on acapella street corner vocal groups. That's the title of the book, Acapella Street Corner Vocal Groups. And the place to find out about it, I've got a toll-free number, okay? It's a Mellow Sound Press, Post Office Box 445, Glencoe, Illinois, 60022. Or you can call this toll-free number, 888-281-5170. That's 888-281-5170. Or you can email qpdistribution@skyrock.net. qpdistribution, this is all lowercase, I don't know if it matters here, at skyrock, that's skyerock.net. The book is called Acapella Street Corner Vocal Groups, A Brief History and Discography of 1950s Singing Groups, goes into the 60s also. Written by Abraham J. Santiago and Stephen J. Dunham, former New Jersey guys. And they've just written this book, and it's out, and I kind of recommend it to you, okay? Wayne Sturley is involved in this, Stan Krause also, and several others. So there you go. I'll be giving this to you again next week, and if you didn't get it and you want to find out, you can email me at bigbeat.com. 2001 at AOL. I'm probably changing that to Verizon.net soon, but I have it installed, and it's been a nightmare for the last few days. But I think we're finally getting the technical problems cleared up. So you can get to me at BigBeat2001 at AOL.com. Also, just out, I just got my copy today, Echoes of the Past magazine, issue number 75. You can write to, I guess I should have this, I should have my act together, right? Echoes of the Past, Post Office Box 40, Agawam, Massachusetts, A-G-A-W-A-M, Massachusetts, 01001. And they also have an email address, echoespast@msn.com. Echoespast. That's E-C-H-O-E-S-P-A-S-T at msn.com. You'll have to ask them how much it costs. It's very, very slightly under a handful. I can tell you that, and that's all, the only way I can tell you. And thank you very much, those of you who have promised to send me. I actually have a few already of promos for the show. Remember, I asked all of you to do that, and a few of you have come through already, and I have indication that several others of you will come through, too. I guess some of you are probably waiting to hear what everyone else does, and I may start that next week. I would like everyone who listens to this show to make a short promo for the show. You know, hi, I'm whatever your name is, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show, and tell whatever you want to say after that, up to about 30 seconds. It can be very plain, or you could add some creativity in it, with music perhaps behind, or you may want to assume a different voice, for all I care, I don't know, whatever you want to do. It can be in any language. Those of you who are listening in foreign languages, I mean foreign countries, can do it in that language if you so prefer. You can make it anonymous or not. You do not have to say who you are. You just might want to make a comment about the show, good or bad. Of course, if it's bad, you never hear it. And it can be on audio tape or on CD. That's totally up to you. That's pretty good. And I've got a few more announcements. I'll get through them. Okay, one more. And this is important. Any of you listeners who have ever been to the Times Square Record Shop in New York City in the late 50s or early 60s, there's a book being written about that place, and it's very, very important that everybody who was there contribute some input to this book. It doesn't matter if you just remember the colored plastic records. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. But people want to know about your experience there. So what I'd like you to do for now, just tell me who you are, email me at bigbeat2001@AOL.com, and I'll get back to you with some more information about that. It's kind of pretty important, okay? So I just about finished with all the announcements. How did I do? What do you think?
I'm so impressed.
Well, very good. I'm glad. That's what I try to do here. I try to impress everybody. I know. I do it once in a while. And speaking of Times Square Records, this is not on the Times Square Records label, but it's on the Atco label, and it's by the Time Tones from 1965 with Roger LaRue singing lead. I think this is the best thing that the Time Tones ever did. Here they are with I've Got a Feeling.
I said, darling, are you?
That's pretty much the way I feel about this show and about you listeners. Yeah, I really do. The Gems on the Drexel label, the group from Evanston, Illinois, June of 1954. We heard Deed I Do. And just before that, the very intense I've Got a Feeling by the Time Tones on Atco of 1965. I think we'll let Alan Freed introduce the next group.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Currently riding the crest of a big record hit across the country are some fine fellas from the West Coast, the Robins. Ho, 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 oh. Ho, ho, ho,
ho, oh. Ho, 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 oh. Ho, ho, well, I met her in a dance hall.
Come on, let's go.
In Tennessee.
Come on, let's go.
I smiled at her.
Come on, let's go.
She smiled at me.
Come on,
I said, baby,
go.
It would move me.
Come on, let's go.
I could dance with you, she said. Anything that moves you, that is gonna move.
It's good to me.
Oh, 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 oh.
Well, let's jump this old dance hall.
Let's go.
Get out in the sun.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go someplace.
Come on, let's go.
We can have some fun.
Come on, let's go.
I got $20, mama.
Come on, let's go.
What you wanna do, she said. Anything that moves your dad is gonna move me too.
I said I must be dreaming.
It's good to me.
Well, let's go down to the river.
Come on,
that's good to me.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ladies and gentlemen, the platters for Smokey Bear.
Only you can make me a thing. Only you can eat for your thing. When you love this man,
when you speak to me this way.
magic phrase.
I love you. I love you.
And when I'm old and gray,
I love you.
Even then, you will still hear me say,
let me hear it again. Feel my spirit again.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
With those wonderful words, I love you.
At the top of that set, we heard the Robins on Spark from June 1955 with some nice guitar work in there. And I Must Be Dreaming, the Elegance on Apt, June 1958. You flip over a little star, you get that, Getting Dizzy. And just now, the Pebbles featuring Alfred Dawes on the Middle Tone label, October 1955. Let Me Hear It Again. Next, from 1960 on the Flick label. I think it's very strange that this group did this song, Indian Love Call, the old Nelson Eddy operetta type thing. Here's Sonny Elmo and the Minor Chords.
When I'm calling you, ooh, 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 well, so true, ooh, 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 that means I when you hear my love call ringing clear, and I hear your answering echo, oh dear, oh yeah, then I will know our love will come true. Belong to me, I belong to you. Thank you.
I was on my way to Brooklyn, where I thought my luck would change. Met the cutest little number, but my dad went out of reach. Stopped off in New Jersey, where I knew that I'd be in. Met the cutest little number, but my dad played out again.
She said, "Your feet too flat, your clothes too dry, you got no money, you just more fly."
She said, "Run along, brother.
Oh, yeah, I want to send that one out to Joe Trabassi in California. Tom's over here in Brooklyn, so that's for you, Joe. Gone by the Mellow Harps on Tin Pan Alley from February 1956. February 1949, on the MGM label, we heard the Ebonaires with Bye Bye, Bye Bye, and Sonny Elmo and the Minor Chords from 1960 on the Flick label, and a strange rock and roll version of Indian Love Call. And I want to remind everybody to please send your promos in as soon as possible for the Big Beat Show. Don't be embarrassed. Just have some fun with it. And also, please, if you ever went to Times Square Records in New York City, please let me know somehow or another. You could write to me at Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey. Or you could email me at bigbeat2001@AOL. At least that's for now. We heard Gone by the Mellow Harps. We're going to go out of here with Gone, which I am gone. We're gone by the Galahads on the Rendezvous label from 1961, okay? So may harmony be with you. Until next time, stay tuned for the Low Butcher Blues Show coming right up. Enjoy Gone by the Galahads, and good night.
Oh, oh, oh,
gone.
dearest darling,